So last Wednesday, a passenger in a taxi was heading from Dallas to the DFW airport. And so he leaned over to ask the driver a question, and he gave the driver a little tap on the shoulder. Well, the driver screamed, and he lost control of the cab, and he nearly hit a bus, and he drove up on a curb, and he stopped just inches away from a large plate glass window. And then for just a few moments, there was absolute silence inside this cab. And then the driver, who was still very shaken up, says, "Oh, I'm sorry, but you scared the living daylights out of me." And the frightened passenger said, "Well, I apologize. I didn't realize that tapping you on the shoulder was going to startle someone so badly." And then the driver says, No. It's all on me. I'm the one who's sorry. I mean, it's entirely my fault. You see, today is the first day of driving a cab for me because for the last 25 years, I've been driving a hearse." Now, fortunately, no one was injured in our little anecdote here, but we sure do give that driver some props for trying something new, right? Because isn't that what the new year is really all about, right? You know, this is a new dawn and a new day. This is a new year and a new decade, and it is a new beginning for me. So let's just say that together. This is a new beginning for me. Yeah. And so this new dawn on a new day of a new year, that's a new beginning for you, allows you the space. It allows you the sacred space from which the new you can be fully in alignment with God to receive all the good that God has in store for you. I am open to receive all the good that God has in store for me. Let's say that together. I am open to receive all the good that God has in store for me. Let's say it one more time. I am open to receive all the good that God has in store for me. With feeling, I am open to receive all the good that God has in store for me. And so it is, right? Amen. Now, we know that every single day is a new beginning, right? It is a clean slate. Every single day, we are born anew. Every single day, we have the opportunity to embrace our spiritual path and to feel good about it, right? To feel good about those course corrections, because there's going to be some course corrections, y'all. Yeah. You are meant to course correct. Amen? Of course. Yes. Yes, you are meant to do that. You are meant to have new awarenesses about, you know, what you just want to do a little better, right? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so my question for you is this. What is your God guidance calling you to be or do or create? What is your God guidance calling you to be or do or create? The ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu said it so beautifully. He said, "When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be." This is why the spiritual work that we did last week with our burning bowl service is so important, because we released, we let go of those things that we know are not serving our highest good. Things like fear and doubt and worry and lack and blame and everybody's favorite, guilt, right? We released them to the fire without incident. Thank you, Steve and Catherine. Our fire tenders, without incident, we released them to the fire to make room for, to clear a pathway for, to really make sacred space for who we are being called to be in this new year. Isn't that awesome? I mean, isn't that extraordinary? It truly is. So as we go through this beautiful ritual, I have some questions. These are pre-questions that I just want you to kind of be marinating on this morning. What do you hope for this year that is different from all the other years? What do you hope for this year that'll be different from all the other years? And how do you want to improve your life? What do you want to contribute to your community to make it a better place? It's so easy to complain, isn't it? Yeah? So what do you want to contribute to your community to make it a better place? And in what ways do you want to deepen your spiritual life? That really should be number one. Yeah? And so these types of questions really speak to the heart of the White Stone ceremony that we're going to do today, because this ritual is really about experiencing a higher level of God consciousness so that you can accept and embrace this good that's waiting for you, which is what your soul is calling you to do. So I invite you to be aware, because especially if this is your first time doing a White Stone ceremony, if you've done this before, raise your hand. That's most of you. Okay, so, but if this is your first time in participating in this process, I just really want you to know this is supposed to be an experience. Right? Experience God. It's a process where you will be guided to listen to that still small voice within, to receive a word or a phrase or maybe even a quality that will become your go-to God guidance for 2020. Your go-to God guidance for 2020. So we're going to hear more about that in a few minutes, but first, I just want to give you a little background on the White Stone ceremony. Now, the White Stone ceremony was created to symbolically mark a new beginning, like a new beginning in life, or to mark the optimistic start of a new year, which is the unity tradition. And it's a ritual that's actually inspired by scripture. And that scripture comes from the book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse 17. Now, this is also in your bulletin, so you can read along with me if you'd like. But here's what scripture tells us. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. So let's just take a closer look at this scripture so that you can get a sense of how you can apply this teaching to your life right now before you leave here today. How does that sound? Sound good? Now, in just those first two sentences, it begins by addressing anyone and everyone. Meaning no one is excluded. And no one is excluded because anyone and everyone who is willing to listen, who's willing to listen can tune into spirit. And anyone and everyone can conquer, meaning can overcome, because we are one with God. There is only one thing from which we ever need to heal, and that is our illusion or our sense of separation from God, because we are never separate from God. Amen? Amen. And God in you, as you, has a purpose for your life and a plan for your life if you are willing to listen to what your soul is calling you to do and to be. And so when you are willing to listen to spirit, according to our scripture here, three things are going to happen. Number one, you will be given some of the hidden manna. Now, you may remember that manna is the daily bread. It's the daily food source that God gave the Israelites when they were wandering. Remember when they were wandering and murmuring in the desert? Murmur, right? They were murmuring in the desert. And so this is what God gave the Israelites when they were wandering in the desert before they were coming out of Egypt. But the manna, this source of nourishment, was only good for how long? For one day. For one day only. And so the deeper meaning here is that you are to trust God, that you will be given exactly what you need when you need it. God time is perfect time all the time. Let's say that together. God time is perfect time all the time. So do you need to worry about lack? No. You might need to do some things when you listen to your guidance, right? But you don't need to worry about lack. What you need to do is trust that you will get what you need when you need it. Amen? Number two, you will get a white stone. You will be given a white stone. Now, during the times of Jesus, when a prisoner was released from jail or from bondage, he would be given a white stone to symbolize his freedom and to prove, if anyone should ask, that in fact he had been set free. And so it is for you. So it is for us. You know, we have all at some time in our lives felt like we were imprisoned. Yes? I mean, I'm sure I could pass this microphone and we could all give a testimony, right? And I mean that either literally or metaphorically. And either we put ourselves there by not understanding the truth of who we are, right, that we are God in expression, or maybe some life circumstance just happened to get the best of us and we had a difficult way navigating our way out of that. But we have all experienced a sense of being imprisoned in some way or another. And this is why the white stone that you were given, everybody have a white stone? That white stone in your hand is a symbol of your willingness to step out in courage, your willingness to step out in faith, your willingness to step out in freedom, to open up those self-imposed prison doors and to just leave them behind. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Number three, the scripture tells us that you will be given a new name. A new name, isn't that awesome? I love that. Now, this white stone is also a symbol of your new identity. Now, the writer of this scripture in Revelation says that you will receive a new name that no one will know except for you, unless you choose to share it. Now, keep in mind that in the Bible, there are stories about a change in name when there was a change, an evolution of a higher consciousness, a higher level of God consciousness. So, for example, in the Hebrew scriptures, when Jacob wrestled with that angel all night, you remember that? His name was no longer Jacob, it became Israel. And Saul of Tarsus in the Christian scriptures became Paul when he was struck down on the road to Damascus by a vision of Jesus. Now, names describe the actual nature of ourselves and our qualities that we express. And so when these biblical figures changed names, they showed up in life in a new way because something was calling their soul to express a new quality of their true nature, more of who they really are and who they're really here to be in this world. And this is true for you too. Okay, so in our white stone ceremony today, we're going to create a sacred space for you to listen to that still small voice for God within you. As we allow a new name to be revealed, a new quality, or maybe a new word or phrase for this new year. So, does everybody have a white stone? If you don't, just raise your hand and we'll make sure you get one. Okay, we are good to go. So what I want to invite you to do is to just hold this stone in your hands. And I want you to really feel it and to connect with it, the energy in it, the blessings that are coming from it. And I want you to just take a look at it, right? Look at the size and the texture. Connect with it. Feel how smooth it is. Look at the shape of it. By the way, the stone that you are holding in your hands comes directly from Jerusalem. Now remember, nobody is here by accident today. God doesn't do random. God does not do random. You are here by divine appointment, and you are here in the right and perfect divine timing. So just relax, knowing that when you ask, you will receive the right and perfect guidance for your word or phrase. Scripture tells us, ask and it will be given to you, search and you will find, knock, and what happens? The door will be open to receive. In other words, do not pick your word, right? Let your word pick you. And once it has, do not argue with it because you will not win. Trust the process. So as we move now into our guided portion of this white stone ceremony, I'm going to ask Nita and Aminia if you could just lower the lights. Thank you. And so I invite you now to place your white stone in your hands, if you haven't already, as we prepare for this time of prayer and meditation and inner reflection. Get cozy in your seat. Feel the chair supporting you fully. Let your feet rest flat on the floor and your hands just ever so lightly in your lap. And if you haven't already, go ahead and just gently close your eyes. Close your outer eyes, but open your inner eye, that beautiful window to your soul. And now focus on your breath. Let's take a deep breath in together. And exhale. Let's take another conscious breath in. And exhale. And one more mindful breath in. And exhale. Know that right here, right now, the living Christ Spirit, the Christ presence, resides in this very moment. And in this moment, there is a new door opening, a door leading to healing those parts of ourselves that lead us and guide us in ways that are for our highest good. So let's see this new doorway wide open. And let's see ourselves walking through it to the right and perfect healing, receiving right now the right and perfect healing in mind, body, and soul. Many of us have bodies that want healing. Some of us have hearts that want healing, minds that want healing. And so we are open and receptive to allowing the right and perfect healing that is ours. And now I invite you to step out of any prison cell you find yourself in this morning, to walk through the new doorway knowing that you are free and you are safe, knowing it is wide open for you to begin a new life right here, right now, in this sacred moment. You have the God-given power within you to step forward with courage and faith and freedom and liberation. You have the God-given power to see a clean slate, to record your guidance. And so now I invite you to take a breath deep down into your heart space. And ask the living Christ Spirit, the living God energy, breathing as you, what is the essence of who I am in this new year? What do I want to learn? What am I to know? To know that I know that I know. Who Who do I need to become in order to grow and change and truly transform? Not just change, but transform. Where do I need to give? How can I be more generous? How can I have a more generous spirit, a spirit of generosity? What is my divine purpose? Why am I here? What is mine to share with this world? What do I uniquely have to share? And so as you listen, the voice from God within reminds you that you are love and you are loved. That you are blessed and you are a blessing. That loving, wise voice of wisdom speaks to you now, telling you, you are free. And that there is a brand new slate upon which to write your guidance for this year. And so as we prepare now to go into the silence, listen. Tune into spirit and listen. As the still small voice within reveals to you what your soul is calling you deeper to express. A word, a name, a phrase for this new year, for your 2020 vision. Perhaps it's honesty, truth, love, strength, friendship, sobriety, compassion, faith, trust, teaching, kindness, joy, courage, blessing, balance, dream, self-care, financial freedom, time, abundance. Take this into the silence and listen to that quiet voice that tells you the truth of who you are. It's a new dawn and a new year. Guided by the Christ Spirit within, I am free and unlimited. My pathway is made clear. And so if you haven't already, go ahead and write your guidance on your stone. And let it become a heart commitment. Let it become a soul commitment. Trust, trust, trust. Spirit is calling you to be all that you can be and more. And so now I invite you to hold your stone in your hands. God, we bless these stones with deep gratitude. We bless them and the sacred inspiration that they carry. We bless them knowing that your wisdom always lives within us, always calling us forth. And we bless them as a congregation and as a wonderful, loving, thriving spiritual community. We know that we make a difference in this world by taking our love out beyond our own doors and living the truth we know. This is a sacred and holy moment. So it is.